Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're going to be spending at Christmas time, so you might as well be saving. While you spend, you can do that with the Compass Black Credit Card from the aforementioned Leaders Credit Union. You heard the man speaking before me. Leaders can do a lot for you, and they want to be there every step of the way on your financial journey, and they can certainly help you at Christmas time. You want to earn while you spend? Open a Compass Black Credit Card with Leaders to enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase when you sign up for direct deposit and 0% introductory APR for 15 months, no annual fees or limits. You can learn more about what Leaders can do for you, and it's a whole lot. Better rates typically on mortgages, car loans, accounts, whatever they are, savings, at leaderscu.com/ESPN. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN is the place that you can go see all they can do for you, or you can go directly to a branch, the new one in Arlington or the branch I go to in Bartlett. Leaders, 70,000 plus members in West Tennessee and growing. They're your financial champion for life, and Leaders is federally insured by the NCUA.
Jeff Cox is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about Charles Huff's introduction, which will take place about an hour and a half from now. Busy day in Memphis. John Morant giving out tickets, Charles Huff being introduced. But Sam Amick was on. Sam Amick, of course, national NBA writer. He was on with Michelle Beadle, FanDuel TV, Run It Back, I believe, is the show name.
That's the one with Chandler.
Yes.
Yeah. And was it Lou?
Yep. And Michelle Beadle. And he was on there, and the topic of Ja Morant came up, and I saw this clip, and I thought it was relevant because, you know, Ja is obviously giving out tickets today. He's going to, you know, be able to, you know, you'll see him down there and get tickets from him and all that. And Sam Amick, who, of course, is a senior NBA writer for The Athletic, he had some interesting things to say about the Ja Morant saga in Memphis, and this was that clip.
Here's the good news. We have not really spoken on the Grizzlies or Ja.
Look how sad you guys all just
I know, I know. We're going to try to pick
it up. That's kind of a bummer
segment. We're going to pick it up with morale right now because we've said nothing about them for several days, which is a good thing because nothing that we had said before that was necessarily positive. It looks like Ja's been coaching the team up. You've got Edie back. I don't know if this is temporary or has it sort of started to mend a little bit between all of the parties, including the coach out in Memphis.
Yeah, they came through through my part of town recently, and I kind of enjoyed every once in a while. I kind of just, you know, if it's a team that's been in the news, you just kind of watch and you know, observe the old human condition. And man, Ja, like, he was in a good place. And, you know, admittedly, considering how much time we spend talking and writing about the stuff that happened early on in the season when it seemed like he was ready to get out of Memphis and he was frustrated with the coaching staff, you know, what I saw that night was a very different picture where he was obviously hurt, but he's on the bench coaching guys up, literally even engaging with Tuomas Ísalo about stuff, you know, on the playboard, things like that. So talking to people around the team, you know, Zach Kleiman, their GM, continues to not show much interest, if any, in moving Ja, and to tell people that they're trying to push this thing through. And again, you know, it seems like Ja and even his camp and his family are trying to make it work. So I don't know. I mean, to take it back to the Minnesota conversation, you know, hearing you guys break down all the things that the T-Wolves could use and knowing that Minnesota is interested in Ja, I mean, that just seems like a perfect fit. So we got a long ways to go before the deadline. But they're in a tricky spot because when they made that Desmond Bane trade with Orlando, the league basically felt like it signaled the beginning of the rebuild. But they've tried to, you know, kind of stubbornly stay in the middle since then. And folks are a little skeptical that they can do that.
Yeah. So you're optimistic. You think once Ja's back in the lineup, the Grizzlies are they're more than likely they'll make a playoff push with him in the lineup opposed to entertaining trade offers? That's what you're thinking?
I mean, Lou, you can do both, right? Like, you can do both quietly, I think. But, yes, I mean, it's good for their leverage that they have a good team. You know, they've been winning games without Ja. Zach Edey is a hell of a lot better of a player at the NBA level than people thought he was going to be. And they, you know, and they're good. So if you can have Ja be in a decent headspace and show that he's not 1 foot out the door or 2 feet out the door, and then you can have teams winning games, you know, have them winning games, then the quiet trade calls, whenever they might come, are a whole lot easier because you can tell teams, like, we're not tripping here. Like, we're okay.
Right.
But it is a good place to be in that you have a good group that is functioning together, which was not the case early on.
How about that? That's the first, like, super positive national report we've gotten about all of this, it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I would say that I appreciate the way he framed it. I spoke along similar terms when this was all going down and Ja didn't seem to be on the same page at the time. I think, you know, you had to suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team. How, even if Ja wants out, he needs to get back in and get back on the same page, even if just to make it look like it.
Yep.
Because what you're doing is killing your value. Then we see a piece from ESPN about Ja, LaMelo, Trey, trying to group those into a three. But headline, negative trade value. I'm hopeful that Ja, and to speak to what Sam was talking about, the body language, like what he's looked like on the bench, energetic, coaching guys up, had on the fur coat the other night or whatever it was, looked like, man, he showtime again, looked like he couldn't wait to get back in. You know what I'm saying? I'm hopeful that that's the guy that you get, and he is bought into the organization, that he does have a, maybe whether it's newfound or a sort of revamped or cemented respect for Isolo, but just to sort of get on board. But even if he's not, even if he's already thinking about, you know what, they didn't re-up me on the contract extension. You know, I'm kind of feeling a certain way and about, you know, a guy, Jaren, whatever. Again, just not trying to make a case here, but if that's the case, you need to still act like you're on board and you can make this team better, especially since they were winning when you left, when you've been gone. They've gone 7-3. And sure, a lot of it is, if it's been an opportune thing for the Grizzlies in terms of the schedule that it's coming at the time that it did. But you need the Grizzlies, if Ja wants out, need to be able to say, you know what? They need to have a little leverage.
Yep.
Right? Because the Grizzlies ain't trading you if they're not getting anything back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so you acting like you're on board actually gives them a little leverage. They can say, as Amick said, you know what? We're doing kind of fine here. We're 500. We like where we're going. Now you can actually have a little bit of leverage perhaps in some of those talks. But it's like everybody that we've talked to said, you have these talks behind the scenes. And what you do is see if Ja can come back, take this team to whatever the next level is. Again, it looks like, can you get it to a six and out of the play-in? That's the key right now. And in doing so, can he increase his trade value and give you a little more flexibility should you need it?
Yeah.
So I thought Amick framed it really well.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear, back to your point, someone nationally saying that as opposed to, oh, boy, continue to sound the alarms on the Grizzlies. I mean, Ja ain't coming back. And they're better without Ja, you know, taking some of this sample size and saying all that. Got to trade him. I appreciate sort of the way Amick put it, because I think it's where they are right now.
Yep.
Hopefully he's in, though, and 2 feet in. We've seen Ja before, all in, you know, 3-2. Things are going well against L.A. All of a sudden, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen Ja change course very quickly before. That said, let's hope things are working for him. Hopefully he sees team success and puts it ahead of what his numbers
right
look like at 17 points a game. Obviously, with where he's been, what, 27 at one point in his career, you could say, well, this ain't the kind of year I need to sell shoes.
Yep.
But you're going to have to, hopefully, at least the rest of the way, if you want out of here, or you want this thing to be as good as it's being, you know, stop worrying about the individual as opposed to the team, because right now the team needs you, and frankly, they've done a good job without you.
Yeah, they have. And I do think, like Jeff asked me this morning, he's like, how seamless do you think it will be when Jai? I think it'll be totally seamless. Like, they don't have a point guard right now, and they're about to have one.
Well, if it was one of the best ones.
If it was still a mess,
like you kind of helped make it be when he got back, he could say, I told you so, this stuff, I don't know, I ain't got any trust in or whatever else. It's not.
Yep.
Frankly, you look at the way Zach Keady's playing, you look at the way that Cedric Coward has played every single game, you owe it to those guys.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Your best effort, a professional effort. So there shouldn't be any back and forth in terms of in and out on what you've got to do now. Keep in mind, what's he missed, 12 games?
Yeah.
So we're already down to the, 70 for him?
Yep.
You're approaching 65 territory. I'm going to go ahead and right now just say that looks doubtful if he's only got 5 games left.
Yeah, it's not.
He's missed 12 total, 10 in this calf strain. So, yeah, that sounds accurate in terms of he can't miss. Whether it's awards or not, whether he's played 65 or not, you got to be bought in mentally. Soul-wise the rest of the way, for whether it's for your career and getting somewhere else or for this team right now. Hopefully it's for the right now.
Yeah, and look, it'll be interesting to see. Like, they're ninth without him. They've been, again, yes, it's been against bad teams, but you don't always beat bad teams. They weren't beating bad teams at the beginning of the year. Now they are. And hopefully, you know, when you get Jai back, you'll be able to pick off a couple against some teams that are ahead of you in the standings, and you can tread some water. I mean, that's all you have to do, really.
You have Ja at the end of those two San Antonio games. I know they didn't have Stephon Castle and Wimby,
yep.
But you would have won those games very likely down the stretch when Absolutely. Harrison Barnes and De'Aaron Fox are killing you, and you don't have the closer right there. We saw Ja close against New Orleans to open this year. We saw Ja close, what was it, the Phoenix game?
Yep.
That's what's missing right now in the few losses. Again, they went 7-3 in the time that you've been gone for the calf strain
yep.
that they've had. But even in two of those three, you likely would have had those with the way you had played if you got your closer. So if he's doing nothing else, hopefully he's adding to the ability to do that against better teams. Because this stuff that you're enjoying right now, Utah coming up, Clippers again,
yep.
After this, that you get as a result of the cup, these extra games, the stuff against the sub-500 teams, which you've been king of, is about to be, you know, it's going to come to an end at some point. You've got to play higher-level competition. You will be pretty soon against Minnesota.
Yeah, and it's interesting that Minnesota was the team that got mentioned. You hear the two teams that do get mentioned for Ja are Minnesota and Miami.
They need a point guard.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Conley's at the end. And your guy, what is it, Dillingham? He ain't ready.
Yeah, he's just not. Now, someday.
Might not ever be ready.
Someday,
I
mean, he could.
I would think
he
would be. But
yeah.
But if you're getting Ja, you're saying Dillingham ain't it.
At least.
You're going all.
You know, for the next 2 to 3, right?
So you're not trading for Ja for 2 to 3, are you? If you invest in Ja for the rest of his contract and then you're done with him, I highly doubt that.
It's just hard to know because, like, the value for him is going to be in the tubes, right? Like, what would you even have to give up?
Again, this is why he needs to get back. Grizzlies need to do well so that value hopefully goes up.
Yeah, you would only have to basically give up probably like a DiVincenzo.
Trading him with negative trade value.
Yeah. No, you're right. He's worth it.
Nor do you have to at this point.
Ja's obviously not a woman, but it's like it's the cheaper to keep her. You know,
it's not like Jaren where you ended up going to the last year of his deal. You got three more. Well, Ja, you're in a good position in terms of with him and your flexibility with him.
Yep.
Hopefully he can get back again, increase your value and increase the value of this team.
Exactly.
Frankly, increase its what it can do, raise the ceiling of what this team can do.
Yeah.
Season.
And listen, if you finish, like you know, you brought up the sixth spot, you know, I don't know if the Grizz will get it, but if they do, I mean, it's,
I think they're 4 games out of it or something
yeah.
around there. I mean,
yeah.
It's not outside the realm of possibility that, and that's where you see if a Ja Morant can help you. You haven't even gotten the best version of Jaren Jackson. I was going to say good. You've gotten flashes of good.
Mm-hmm.
You have not gotten a quality Jaren Jackson on a consistent basis. You know, this guy's averaging less than 10 points the last, what, 3-4 games? Like, it's ridiculous.
It's really, like, I've just tried to, like, put it out of my head.
And based on what you're paying him, that can't happen. But my point is, you're at this point,
mm-hmm.
with those two kind of out or playing bad or below their abilities. So if you could get those two at a high level, dude, they have their defensive identity back, and it's returned with Zach Edey.
Yep.
Again, can it stay that way when it's not Vince and Coward out there, it's Ja and Coward, and you're trying to find spots for Vince, you know, yeah, maybe it's not number two in the league like it's been with Edie back, but it can be better. And that's where, again, Ja cannot be the weak link. This team's playing really well defensively. So yeah. I think you get a Ja that is all in and knows that he has to be at this point
yep.
of his career and for where the Grizzlies are.
Yeah, I don't think Ja is going to get moved.
That's why you got this symbolic, emblematic giveaway.
I think that's exactly right.
To say that he's back.
This is no coincidence.
To tell the fan base Ja is back.
Yep.
I mean, you had the headlines. They put out a press release. Ja Morant going to give away these tickets. To tell the not just the fan base, but the league. He's back in. You get nice reports from Sam Amick like this.
I don't rule out that, hey, they hit a very, very turbulent patch, but they seem to have stood 10 toes down and gotten through it. And just, I'm talking about Isolo and Ja.
Forget Ja and Jaren not playing. Just think about not having Ty Jerome and Scottie, what you had envisioned for him, and no Scottie Pippen Jr.
Yeah.
It was like one of your best perimeter defenders you haven't had.
Absolutely.
Not to mention Edie for a significant portion. So to be here two games under 500 – yes, the gods blessed you with the schedule light on this front end. It's really helped you. And Edie coming back, we have to give him the credit. But, you know, Islo's done a good job here, I would say, settling things down. And Ja would, you know, it would be very smart at this point of his career. It's time to do the smart thing, to do the professional thing, to get on board with something that absolutely looks like it could be a lot better if you're engaged.
Yep, absolutely right. So we'll talk about all this with Jeff Calkins. Also, Charles Huff's going to be introduced in just about an hour or so at the University of Memphis football facility. So we'll obviously be following that today here on the station. Stick around. Jeff Calkins up next. J&J 90.9 FM. Yes.
Jeff Calkins is the columnist for the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Joins us usually on Mondays, but he's here with us on Wednesday, and we're excited because it's a very busy day in the sports calendar. Whereas we are endeavoring to get him on the show, he's got to get ready for a couple of things. He's got to get ready for the Charles Huff introduction.
Yep, 1 hour.
1 hour warning before Charles Huff takes the entire city by storm. So maybe he's right now preparing for that. And we'll continue to endeavor and we'll continue to pray about it. But in the meantime, in between time, look, he's made some staff hires. He's not gotten to OC yet. I don't suspect we'll go, you know, too in-depth on the coordinator hires. But, look, this is your first opportunity. And I know we've gone through the press conference archives before. Silverfields was nothing to write home about. You know, Norvell's, I don't remember anything from Norvell's. I guess I do a little bit, but I don't remember much from his.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fuentes was, you know, basically – now he didn't really seem comfortable up there. So, you know, I don't and obviously, you know, Fuente and Norvell went on to be very, very good at the University of Memphis. So it's hard to know, you know, what to make of them. But I do think it is an opportunity, there's no question about it, for this Memphis football coach, you know, to make an impact, right? I mean, this is your first impression, and first impressions to a lot of people, they do matter.
Yeah. And you're not following Cal. You're not even following Mike Norvell. You're following Ryan Silverfield.
Yep.
And Ryan Silverfield, while where he's at now might not suggest it, he didn't get the job done in terms of this fan base's expectations of reaching and winning conference championships. And so if you are Charles Huff, you don't need to worry about being compared, you know, to the guy that you're replacing. In the sense that, yes, he's a winner, but so long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, doing what we all expect, which is with these resources, maximizing them and reaching, making conference championship runs, then he's got, you know, nothing to worry about. He'll be crowned in many ways. So get it back to where it was, three straight again, conference championship games reached before Ryan Silverfield. Get it back to that, and we'll be happy to have Charles Huff.
Oh, well, look who it is, the one and only. Jeff Calkins is here with us. That's my bad. I should have confirmed with you and followed up. But you're here now, and that's all.
I would never miss. I'd never forget. I'm like an elephant. It's like in a lockbox. You know, I would never possibly. I'm on my way to the press conference. What else would I be doing except for talking to Jason and John?
That's right. I do have an immense fear of, like, just it's almost crippling. Of, like, I feel like I'm forgetting something. You know? Do you have that? I feel like and it's because I don't do it. Good job of writing things down.
The worst the worst things that I've, I mean, in terms of forgetting things, I have before, I've said this, I've before forgotten speaking engagements, right? So people, not much, I think two or three times in my life I have forgotten. And you get this email or call or text from, this was actually usually, it was before days of text, because now they could just reach you and say, where are you? But I remember like Kiwanis Club of Germantown, they had a breakfast meeting and I was the speaker and I just didn't show up. And the president was like, well, we missed you today. And then you just feel sick. There was another one. I think it was either the quarterback club or something like that. And Chris Wallace was actually in the audience because Chris Wallace was a big football fan, right? And so he actually stood in and spoke in my stead. He got up and spoke in my stead. So he saved me from that day. But yeah, that's hideously embarrassing. I did forget this radio hit on Monday, but mostly I keep lists. It's why I keep lists, because that way I won't forget things. Otherwise, I don't know how people who don't keep lists survive, because as long as I have a good list, I know it's all written down and I know I can keep track.
Yeah.
At least theoretically.
Yeah.
What are you most interested to hear from Coach Huff, Charles Huff?
I'm most interested to hear things that he won't say, right? Like the things that are at this point that we're most interested in. I think if you could know who the OC is going to be and who the quarterback is going to be, mm-hmm. those are the things that are most interesting, right? Like, and he's not going to tell us. Or then how many players are you're going to bring from Southern Miss? Which ones? What do they tell you about how much money? Like, there's a lot of things. If he could actually tell you the real answers, you'd be fascinated. And so all you hope today, given that he's not going to say any of those things, it's just to get an impression. You know, it literally is just to get an impression. And that impression may or may not translate. It may even not be an accurate representation of who he will be over the long haul. And it certainly won't really translate into the, you know, wins. We won't be able to tell from this impression that we get wins and losses. But, you know, things can change. I mean, we said this, like when Ryan gave his initial talk when he was introduced, he was emotional, connected, grateful, you know, all of those things. He was great, just great. And then by the time he left, at least except to the, you know, the people who he thought had his back, he was closed off and just the opposite of what he presented himself to be in that first press conference. So, but in the end, you know, we know about his resume. We don't know about what he sounds like and feels like and looks like and the impression that he leaves in person. So that's the
thing. Yep. This, you know, it's hard to know, you know, and I think that is a good point about Silverfield. Like, He was a completely different picture, you know, by the end of it. You know, it really feels like it all went south and turned on that party bus stuff. Like, he just decided.
100% does.
He decided that was that day the media was only out to destroy me and get me. And the same media, by the way, that lobbied for him to get the job. But he just decided that day.
No, but it was either you're for us or against us. And he perceived enemies and whatever else. And so, and the problem is, of course, and this is you wish you could tell every coach this, that in the end, I mean, it didn't hurt. Like, Ryan got a job at Arkansas. He's doing great. Like, you know, he's making plenty of money. He's doing great. But in the end, like, Josh, I think, got the benefit because he was so ridiculously nice. Josh doesn't feel like this, but I think he got the benefit of the doubt for even longer than he should have, mm-hmm. because he was so gracious. And it's really hard to take shots at a guy who was just unbelievably gracious, right? And Ryan sort of did the opposite, you know, by the end. And so you wonder, like, I mean, he's married to a PR professional, so you wonder, like, why that transpired the way it did.
He wasn't anyway, at the beginning.
No, he was married to a doctor at the beginning. By the end, he was married to a PR professional. But the PR professional, you would have thought, would have said, why don't you do PR? But anyway, this is not about Ryan. I am interested in what Charles Huff, how he sort of presents himself. But do you expect, I don't expect there to be a single bit of, like, news, really, out mm-hmm. of it. Like, maybe, I mean, here, and then the other thing is, what's Ed Scott going to say? Ed Scott's going to say, He's the first person that I interviewed, and he's going to say he's the only person we offered the job to. Don't you think he'll say both those things?
Yes. And I think those things would technically, I don't think they were. He was the only person they talked to, obviously, but in terms of offering the job, maybe.
I think he was the first person he met with. But will he ever tell us, okay, but if you really had your pick, would you have wanted Faulkner or Baker? Or,
of course not. We will not. Right. No.
But he might have. We don't know. It's possible Scott was the first pick, but Hoff was the first pick, but it's very possible that, you know, Faulkner or Baker were the first pick, and they just decided to stay in their coordinator jobs. And happily, Memphis, unlike Tulane, had another candidate who was, in many ways, just more qualified.
Yeah. Yeah, I am kind of interested to hear Ed's perspective on all of it because he's done a good job of, you know, we got the graphic, that was it, you know, so
right.
Which, by the way, I thought it was great. I love the graphic. I think that's just the way you got to do it in 2025, man. You got to be up with the times. That's just even the AD.
You mean
gets
the one with Ed, the three pictures of Ed on it?
Yes.
That was a little curious.
You're an old school guy, though. You're an old school guy, man. You're from the days where, you know, he's promoting himself as much as he's promoting his program. That is, unfortunately, that's.
And the other thing is that Ed's an impressive looking guy too. You know, he's chiseled. He's got the sunglasses. You know, he looks like a man of action.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's got a little bit of a shot cross between an AD and a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing: Ed is always. He actually does always say interesting things, right? Even if he's not, he won't tell us these things, you know, like who was his actual first choice. But Ed might say interesting things. He always does, actually, whether he's on with you or on with me or talking with, like, whatever circumstances. He is not, you know, I think he offers quite a bit of transparency, and he certainly offers at least the illusion of transparency. And so
right.
I'm looking forward to hearing his perspective on all of this as well.
I thought for the Grizzlies here, sort of an interesting way to handle what feels like the return of Ja, maybe a very smart way. What did you think, Jeff? He's, I guess, 30 minutes before Huff is introduced, Ja Morant will be giving away, I think, what is it, 250 pair of tickets down at FedEx Forum,
yeah.
It sounds like, and we're all expecting him back for that Friday game. I think, am I reading too much into this to say that it looks like they're trying organizationally, whether it's Ja Morant, whatever else, trying to say, hey, I'm back. I'm going to be engaged, or is that naive? Am I hoping too much, or is that how you're reading this?
Sure, I think. Listen, they have a game that that wasn't previously scheduled against a not particularly inspiring opponent, and we pretty much are 100%. It feels very certain that Ja will. This will be the return game, so you might as well build it around that. And I don't think that. Like, to the extent that there are, I have questions about Ja, it's more about how well he will play than his level of connectedness or the schism, the perceived schism between the organization and Ja. I think that schism was, about a game and about, whatever. He didn't like being called out and all of that. But I don't think the schism was particularly lasting. And then you saw Ja in different ways, maybe over the line, depending on how you viewed it with Clay. He was incredibly engaged in being a Grizzly, not on the court. So I'm not that concerned about that. I suppose I actually think what can happen is if he plays badly, that can then spill over into, well, you can blame the coach or you can blame the system or whatever else. I think the most important thing is just like, is Ja going to be the effective ball distributor that he can be? Like, as good as this team has played, as well as it has played, they've been beating sub 500 teams. There's a hard ceiling on what they can do, without having Ja. And so hopefully he can come in and, not settle for threes. Even if he's not getting all the way to the rim, to score the ball, to create openings for other people. As good as Zach Edey has been, and he has been great, you can imagine that the whole idea was pairing Ja and Zach Edey. And so you can imagine that that Ja can create that many more openings and opportunities for Zach Edey, and Zach Edey can present much more opportunities for Ja. So I think there's real potential for this sort of reset to be a positive for the Grizzlies, certainly with what they've accomplished since he's been out.
Yeah, plus, you know, you got $40 Plaza tickets. Like, I like that. That's a hell of a deal, to be honest. I don't know how many they got, but...
It's a hell of a deal. And if you don't get the free tickets, right, if you don't get the free tickets at 2:30, again, they're giving out the free tickets at 2:30, you can get in the building for $12.
Yep.
You know, that's 1970s pricing or 1980s pricing. If you can get in to see a Grizzlies game for $12, that's impressive.
I'll run that through my inflation calculator and see if that stands.
Yeah, put it. Yeah, inflation affordability is a joke. It's a hoax.
I saw some tweet about how many average salaries it costs to buy a home in 2025 versus 1955. You know, it's crazy. It's like it takes five average salaries to afford a home in 2025.
What the average American makes now takes five average salaries
and back then it was like 1.8.
Right.
You know, and now it's like, you know, three to four times that. It really is a crazy. It's a crazy country. But that's not.
It is a crazy country.
I will take that up with Kamala Harris.
Get in to see the Grizzlies for $12. Even in this crazy country.
Yes. By the way, Orpheum, Kamala Harris, January the 16th, the conversation. Will you be moderating that?
I will. Is that true? Kamala?
No, she's coming
here
to the Orpheum.
Really?
Yes. So obviously, you won't be moderating. You lost out.
You buy tickets to go see Kamala?
You can buy tickets to, and it does come with a free, well, it's not free, but it comes with a signed book.
I see. It's part of the book. It's part of the book.
Yes. Well, that's what happens when you lose the election. You have to do something, and she's going on the book tour. So
she did lose the election.
Yeah. But anyway,
Ja
will not be giving out tickets for those.
Did you know Sir Charles his wife is a dynamo in her own right? She was a basketball coach for a long time. Charles Huff's wife. And whatever, does a lot of work with a foundation and whatnot. So it's just really, I'm just interested. I find these certain curtain raisings, I think, are fun. I heard Jason talking about this. The program, for as well as it has done, it has needed some juice. And between the stadium and the new coach, I think this is supplying some need, you know, intrigue, juice, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
I think so. From that perspective, it's a great day. It's why we, Jason was saying, we are blessed. Like, but because Ryan left, we have this moment, and we should be grateful.
That's right. Because can you imagine Silverfield being able to rally the troops ever again? That wasn't going to happen. So,
right.
Yeah, this I'm excited to read. Well, first of all, I'm excited to hear Charles Huff, and then I'll be excited to
read
you.
Read your piece.
And then I'll be excited to hear you tomorrow at 9 a.m., Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're a very excited guy. See you, dude.
Yes. Yep, he is. Jeff almost said Charles Huff.
Not yet.
But he is Charles Huff. We are all Charles Huff, if you think about it, right? We've all taken programs that are hard to build in our own lives, right? In our own lives, and we've built them up, and now we're on the greener pastures, you know. Remain blessed. Stay blessed. Remain blessed. Charles Huff going to be speaking here in just a little bit. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up here on a Wednesday. J&J, 90.9 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
ESPN. Doesn't matter what you are celebrating, there's something for everybody at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Obviously, you got to get the gift shopping done. Make them unforgettable at RIJ. Get the 5-carat lab-grown diamond band. It's absolutely stunning for just $19.99. Limited time only while supplies last. You'll also get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings. If you're getting engaged, they got all kinds of different styles. Like, you got to make a stop when you're doing your Christmas shopping, Santa. Get over to RIJ.
Which also has their entire collection, of natural diamond solitaire stud earrings as well. To own a natural diamond, still a very, very valuable thing. And Howie's got a great selection for you there as well. 2-carat total weight natural diamond studs for just $4,999. She's going to absolutely love it, make it a magical Christmas. And, of course, Howie can get you that yes as well with those handcraft engagement rings in whatever style she likes, trendy. Maybe it's an older style. Maybe she liked something that her mother or grandmother had. Howie can make it from a picture. So he can take care of you. You just got to get in there to go see him. Do that design your own ring. Get the meant-to-be guarantee. 365-day, no questions asked, return policy on custom-designed ring. So you got nothing to worry about other than getting that yes. And when she sees this ring, she's going to tell you yes. 12 months interest-free financing. You take up to 60 months to pay. Open Sundays through Christmas so you can get whatever the gift is. Visit any of their 5 locations, 3 here locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices always at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
All right, so there's a video. Was it on the official Grizzlies account, Jason?
Yeah.
So is the
Evan Walker, Grizzlies. It's on.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's official, man.
Yeah. Ja Morant has posted a video saying that he left 250 tickets, for fans downtown, just outside of FedEx Forum. But it does not appear, as though he will be handing them out himself. Now, this is what they say about assuming, right? You know what they say. You make an ass out of you and me. I assumed that he would be there kind of just handing them out. They have a break, you know what I mean? There's nobody's playing games. So I assumed that he would just be out there handing them out. And Jason, I could be wrong, but judging by the fact that people started lining up for this at 11:30, feels like they assume the same thing, you know, that Ja would be out there for not a meet and greet, but just a chance to see him and talk to him for a second. And obviously that's not going to be the case, it seems like, from that video. But
yeah, we have no idea. I mean, Ja could be there, he might not be.
He could.
But yes, I think it says gifting fans with free tickets. He said he had dropped them off. So yes, some in the line may have assumed that it's Ja Morant that's going to touch their hand with the tickets, and that might not happen. But we don't know what's going to happen at 2 o'clock, if he'll be there or not. They may say, you know what, with this line around the building, probably some of them expecting to see you, Ja, can you come down for just a second and get him down there? Hopefully all that actually came to get tickets to go to the game will be satisfied and no one will leave disappointed.
That's right. I mean, in the end, you're there for tickets as
well. This is supposed to be a good thing. You got to get people in seats. You're giving away tickets. Ja's back for Friday. Let's hope it doesn't turn something that's disappointing.
Yeah, no, I think they never explicitly said he was going to be there anyway, you know, so.
Yeah, that hadn't been a case of false advertising or anything.
Right.
So,
Right. He did buy the tickets. I mean, that's what it definitively means, that he's buying the tickets, you know, and 250 tickets, and he's going to, you know, someone on behalf of the Grizzlies, whether it be him or someone else, will distribute them. But, yeah, it doesn't at least seem like it. But again, that's what they say about assuming. You should never assume. Trust, but verify.
I hope for the people that have lined up that they get a chance to see them. Might just be a poster of them.
For sure.
Either way, you're getting free tickets.
But again, yeah, like, I mean, tickets are expensive. You know, I mean, everything's expensive these days. You can't count on much these days. But you can count on 250 tickets courtesy of Ja Morant down at FedEx Forum. And again, you can also get $40 plaza level seats and Pinnacle, which that's a great way to watch a basketball game. It truly is. $40, I'll pay that all day, man. I pay that. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy some tickets, and I'm gonna go to the Vandy game next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is. I'm gonna go down there. This is the biggest home game of the year, Vandy Memphis, and they get up for these games. So
yeah.
I know that's Tigers, but
I was gonna say that.
You know, FedEx Forum still
a little bit different.
You know, I'm going to continue to support all things.
It will benefit
Memphis.
Grizzlies, yes.
It will. You know, I mean, that's at least two more asses in seats trying to get that payout.
Yeah.
Trying to get that payout for everybody.
I'm trying to get Ja Morant back into this lineup and hoping that things can be, you know, as smooth as possible the rest of the way. This thing at one point was looking like a dumpster fire. You've got a real chance here to pull yourself out of that. I think in many ways, you've already done it. Schedule, yeah, was convenient. Edie's return, thank goodness, but hopefully this all means we'll all be happy because Ja Morant will be back and he'll be expressing some happiness, some joy, and hopefully some assists.
Yes.
Dishing out some assists.
Yeah, and look.
Like, nobody, he don't have to come back and average 27.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and maybe that's what the career should be. It doesn't need to be the leading scorer. You got Cedric Howard next to you. You know, you got some scores. Edie can score on the inside. You need to come back, be an assist man, make players around you better. And there can be sort of that transferring. Athleticism eventually will wane.
Yep.
He can be Chris Paul level effective just in terms of floor general. He's still quick enough to get to his spots. I think occasionally he'll still be able to dunk on a fool.
Yeah.
All that's still there. But, yes, he's got to adjust the game to stay on the floor.
Yep.
Hopefully it starts Friday night.
Grizz ticket giveaway, Charles Huff introduction.
It's all happening.
It's a busy day. It's a busy day in Memphis. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.